paragraph 7 reads, "Because of its strange beauty, bioluminescence has become a common feature in popular culture. In describing the immense diversity of sea life, French author Jules Verne makes frequent mention of bioluminescence in his classic 1870 fantasy novel 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Due to its striking appearance, the phenomenon has also found its way into countless feature films, especially ones set in or around the water. The Life of Pi and Moana are two recent examples."
So, bioluminescence certainly has a strange beauty to it, and because of this, it has become a pretty common feature of pop culture. So, it's been in cultural references for a while. So, for example, the French author Jules Verne, when describing the diversity of sea life, makes pretty frequent mention of bioluminescence in his classic 1870 fantasy novel, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. So a league is just a type of measure of distance, and it's about 3 miles. So it's not too commonly used anymore, but if you're reading some classic literature, it may come up as a measurement of distance.
So bioluminescence has a striking appearance, or a very distinct appearance that leaves an impression on people when they see it. And so that makes it good for a visual art like filmmaking. So a lot of movies have bioluminescence, especially ones that are set in or around the water. So The Life of Pi and Moana, two movies that we mentioned earlier, are just recent examples, relatively recent examples of films that make use of bioluminescence. Well, that wraps up our lesson for today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to go back and do some review.